produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Yes! Yes! Come on and let it ring out. Yes! 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 Hallelujah! Yes! 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 Sister, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Everyone hear the gospel according to St. John chapter 11. Let me hear you say amen.
I want to start reading at verse number 1. It says, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. I want to stop right there and just talk to you from the topic entitled, A Delay is Not a Denial. Can you just lean over and tell somebody, delayed, but not denied? I know that's a topic that I have used over the years. And so many of you all have encountered so many delays in your life. I'm talking about from time to time. Things that basically you could not just put together mentally how it was going to line up. And looked like God himself had already withdrawn. And looked like just everything that you thought that would go in a particular manner was quickly dissipated. I just want you to know that Satan has always tried to bring a spirit of discouragement and make you feel like that God has reneged on his promise. But if God has said anything to you, just because it didn't show up in your time frame, does not mean that it's not coming. Oh, just help me right there. Tell somebody, wait on it. It will show up. I want you to know that there are things that really can just knock you to your knees. You've been praying. Seem like the more you pray, the worse off some things get. And get a second job and look like that money run out quicker than it did when you had the first one. Hello, somebody. And then, you know, that old cliche that we oftentimes use, if it ain't one thing, y'all know it, it's another. One thing after another. Car trouble, house trouble, children trouble, job trouble, health trouble, just trouble, trouble, trouble. Now, trouble is not something that you're going to escape in this life. Not going to escape trouble. No matter where you go, you're going to encounter some trouble. I've oftentimes said that the way technology is, you can get on a plane here in Memphis, Tennessee, and you can fly to Chicago, Illinois in the next 1 hour and 50 minutes. And when you get off that plane at O'Hara or either Midwest Airport, trouble gonna meet you there. Matter of fact, within that same day, you can leave Chicago and take about another hour and 45 minutes and fly to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And when you get off that plane, I want you to know trouble will meet you there. All in the same day, you can leave Philadelphia and fly to Atlanta, Georgia in less than 2 hours. And when you get there at that Hartsfield Airport, trouble will meet you there. And then you can leave Atlanta and get back to Memphis in 52 minutes. And when you get there at that Memphis Metropolitan Airport, trouble will meet you there. I don't care who you are, you're just not going to escape trouble. You got to learn how to be like the psalmist. David said, I will bless the Lord, not at some time, but at all time. And his praise shall continually, which means it's an ongoing process. Not going to praise him just when it's convenient for me. Not just going to praise him when it's going well. But even when things look like they're breaking down around me, I'm yet going to give God some praise. But then he goes on to say, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Exalt simply means to lift up. You ought to tell somebody, you ought to try giving God some praise sometime. Every now and then you got to get out of your mold of lethargic move where it feel like nothing is going to happen. You've been praying and look like things are regressing instead of just progressing. But I want you to know that whatever God spoke in your life and whatever this word has determined in your life, if God said it, it shall show up. Oh, I know sometimes it's kind of hard to grasp that when everything seems like it's falling apart. Money done got short on you, and not only the money done got short, just look like when your money get bad, your health even won't act a fool. And look like when that get bad, like even folk get to acting a fool. But I want you to know that God has made you some promises. There anybody up in here know that God has spoken in your life? There's some things just hadn't showed up. But you know God has already spoken it. But help me, preacher, just tell somebody, you ain't dying until what God said come to pass. It's got to come to pass. If God said it, not going to check out until God fulfilled his promise. Got to note one thing. He's not a man, according to the Bible, that he shall lie. Nor is he the son of man that he shall repent. Everything that God has spoken in your life, it has to show up. I know we get impatient sometimes when it don't happen in our time frame, because we like to just frame God up in a 24-hour period. But God said, I don't even count time the way you count it. Matter of fact, my thoughts is not the way you think it. I don't even look at it the same way you look at it. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. And I can see before you could even open your eye, before you could think it, I've already thought about it. And while I'm thinking it, I already worked it out. So while you're looking for it, it's already done. You just got to put it in your mind that whatever God has said in my life, it shall show up. All I know, the wind gonna howl sometime. I know it's gonna get rough sometimes. Your waves are going to dash and the breakers going to dash and your ship going to get rocked from side to side. But you got to recognize there is another side. Tell somebody there's another side to this. And we're dealing here with old Lazarus. Bible lets us know that he was a very close friend of Jesus. Matter of fact, and when Lazarus got sick, gets to the point now to where they send word to Jesus. When they send word, they have to kind of really put it in position because they're looking for an immediate response. And the response is, hey, Jesus, he whom thou lovest. You know, they said, and listen, you can't deny this because it's the one that you love it. He is sick. But when we read our opening text here, the Bible said that he stayed where he was 2 more days. Then when he began to finally talk, here go Jesus talking about, let's go back down into Judea. Well, somebody had to remind him, we just left that. They just run us out of there. And you talking about going back to get stoned? He said, well, I need to go because Lazarus is sick. And then they finally said, well, you know, he'll be. He said, well, let me make it plain to you, Lazarus is dead. Matter of fact, they begin to sniggle amongst themselves. Talking about, well, Jesus, he's dead. You know, we do it well. You know, we're going back there to mess with a dead man, fuck. And Jesus said, well, let me tell you something. Even though I told you he was sleeping, he's dead, but I need to go back. He stayed where he was 4 days gone by now. Rigor mortis done set in to the body of Lazarus. Lazarus done been in tune. Sister's still mourning. Jesus finally making his route back into Judea. On his way there, Martha gets word that here come Jesus. Now she run to Jesus. And when she run to him, said, hey, master, what is it, Martha? If you had been here, she had a little nasty attitude. My brother would not have died. In other words, you know, we've been around you. And when you've been making these blind eyes open, been right there with you, when you've been unstopping dead ears. Matter of fact, we have seen you raise up some dead folk. And an old woman had this issue of blood. She made her blood dry up. Then your buddy here, who you talk about you love, and you didn't even respond to us. You know, you didn't even call us back. You didn't even text mess me. You didn't email me. You didn't do none of that. And here I done already sent word, and you got the mitigating gall to talk about you on your way back. And he said, Martha, listen, you're going to see your brother again? She said, oh, I know I'm going to see him in the resurrection. You got to understand that there was two sects of people living at that time, religious orders. One were called the Pharisees, and the other were called the Sadducees. Pharisees believe in a resurrection, but the Sadducees did not believe in a resurrection. And that's why somebody said they call them sad, you see. They could not understand the concept. But here, the religious teaching was that they did believe the order of the day. Most people believe that there would be a resurrection. But Jesus began to let Martha know, Martha, you're looking at the resurrection. Began to talk to her that I am the resurrection. Any of y'all ever had some situation that you thought is dead? But I want you to know that when Jesus come in contact with your dead situation, he know how to revive it and make life come back into it. And while Jesus began to talk to her, said, I am the resurrection. Do you believe that you'll see your brother again? Well, when he got through talking to Martha, here comes Mary. And now she gets the same antagonistic attitude. Listen, if you had been here, you got to understand the Bible, they're printed where we can read it, but you was dealing with real folk. They were folk that breathe just like you do. They were folk that get attitude just like you do. And they had a little swing to their talk. You know, if you had been here, now you want to show up 4 days later. You know, I'm quite sure there were more words said than just what we read. We just read the pertinent word for us to get the illustration. But I can imagine some more words may have been said. You've been around here healing everybody else. You've been taking care of everybody else's house. And then here your buddy, your Conrad, your homie, you know, he dies and then you don't even return a phone call. And Jesus said, I tell you what I want you to do. He said, what you want us to do? He said, take me where you buried him. Now they goes over to the tomb. And when Jesus come over to the tomb, Bible said that when he knelt, that he wept. The shortest scripture that we find in the Bible, Jesus wept. And I know somebody want to know, why in the world did Jesus weep? And I know there have been many different variations about why Jesus wept. But here Jesus getting ready to call Lazarus back into a hating world. Getting ready to call him back into the most despairing moments. Come to a point where he has to bring him back amongst the liars. Have to bring him back amongst the ditch diggers. But he just simply said, Lazarus, come forth. And when he said that, there was a shaking in the tomb. You ought to tell somebody, you better hear him when he calls your name. And I know the smart folks says that he had to call him by name. For if he had just said, come forth, everybody would have got up out the grave. Moses would have got up. Jeremiah would have got up. Obadiah would have got up. Zechariah would have got up. But I beg to differ with you. For when Jesus specifies anything, his will is specific. In other words, when God got something for you, whatever he got for you, can't nobody else take what the Lord had. And I don't care how many Lazarus it was, he only called for one Lazarus. Lazarus was a very popular name. So if it had been any credence to that theory, all the Lazarus would have got up. But then but one Lazarus get up. In other words, if he had said, Gene, I want you to come forth. And I don't care how many Genes in the room. Can't but one Gene have a blessing with that name. And I just want somebody to know that when God tells you to come forth, you ought to tell somebody, can't nobody get what the Lord got for me. Yeah. And when he said Lazarus, the word got all the way back and it got to heaven. And I can see Lazarus there amongst the old prophets. No telling who he was talking to. But I can hear Lazarus say, hush, hush. Somebody's calling my name. Stepped back through the eons of time. Stepped into that body that was decaying. And the Bible said there was a shaking in the tomb. And when he was shaking, Jesus said, remove the stone. And here comes the Lazarus that's been wrapped up, that's been tied up, tangled up in burial clothes. And Jesus simply said, loose him and let him go. I just dropped by to tell you, you got some things that's been on the back burner and don't look like they're coming. They simply been delayed, but they had not been denied. But when Jesus tell that devil to loose you and let you go, you got to come forth. And I just want you to know, when God tell you to come forth, the blessings of God began to reign in your life. And don't worry about those that don't want to see you blessed. Don't worry about those that said it wasn't going to happen. But God said it. It may have been 10 years ago. If God said it, you ought to hold your head up. You better keep looking for it. You better keep walking out. It's been delayed, but it hadn't been denied. Some of y'all here, it's been prophesied. Where you gonna live, what you gonna ride in, what you gonna have to spend. And seem like that time looked like a broke demon been following your trail. But tell somebody, it's just a delay. but it's not a denial. When my season, oh, when my season, when it finally show up, the blessings of God will materialize. And I just want you to know, be encouraged. Don't throw the towel in. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Keep looking for your miracle. Be encouraged. Look for your breakthrough. If God said it, you ought to just tell two people, delay it, not a denial. That means your healing. That means your money. That means your honey. Whatever you've been looking for, it hadn't been denied. God said, woo! Everybody standing, I'm through with this. Hey. Tell somebody, God got a delivery date. He hadn't denied what so many times many don't understand, the permissive will of God. There are some things that God allows, but it's temporary. The devil is on a lease. He's not God. And while he on his little lease, he trying to discourage you. But he ain't God. But when God has made you promises, don't you start staggering. Because that promise is going to come. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's been delayed, and some things God can't release until you are properly prepared. But when he has a blessing for you, I don't care how many other folk got your name. When he said, Angie, come forth, can't but one can. When he said, James, can't but one. You don't hear what I'm saying. I don't care if you got one of them funny names. Can't nobody call Shika, Nika, Rika. Listen, can't nobody get it but you. Hallelujah. We go through life fretting. Let me tell you something. God is not a man that he shall lie. Oh, you're going to have some pains. You're going to have some discomforts. Gonna have some things that gonna rock your world, but by the same token, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. In other words, it's unimaginable of the things that God can and will do for you. You can't even put a balance on it. It's so great. And the way he does things is he do it at a point to where you can't get credit. See, a lot of times you say, you see how I, no. God said, listen, that's the reason he had to let them cross that Jordan at a time that it was overflowing. Because if it had just been shadowed, they would have just said, we came over this Jordan. But God said, you're going to go over this Jordan at a time where folks say it's impossible for you to pick an ark up. And then when you get there, he said, I want you to get stones. He said, because even though I brought you through, you'll still get to the other side and forget. And I want you to set the stones up as a memorial. And when your children ask you, what meaneth these stones? I want you to be able to tell them, this is where the Lord brought us across this short, old dry land. Yeah, some things look like it's delayed, but he hadn't denied it. Some of you just got some things up before God and look like, and see, this is the way you can measure how close you are to your breakthrough, Tiffany. When you get close, look like Satan released every demon he got in his arsenal. out against you.
Oh, we just gonna have church. I know the Lord. I know the Lord
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.